6F Law Cases. Exercise 1, page 106.
Mark's blog. So, you thought animals and crime didn't mix? Well, they can actually be more involved than you might think. Parrots often built strong friendships with their owners. That was unfortunate for one gang of burglars when Jack, a pet shop's resident parrot in Coventry, UK, turned out to be no friend of theirs. One night, the burglars broke into the shop and attempted to steal Jack along with some other animals. But Jack scratched the thieves to pieces, and the burglars had to make a quick getaway through the back door. The next morning, pet shop owner Caroline Hobday found Jack on top of his cage squawking loudly. Caroline said that it looked like Jack had spent the rest of the night patrolling and protecting the other animals like a guard dog. She added that she was very proud of him. A policeman later said that they would possibly be able to trace the thieves from DNA samples taken from the blood they left behind. Well, Jack, who's a clever boy then? Post a comment.
That's quite a story. Well, in Egypt, a hungry donkey was actually sent to prison for stealing sweet corn from a field. It all started when the owner of an agricultural research institute noticed that he had had some of his crop stolen. The police set up a checkpoint to catch a thief, but caught a donkey munching the corn. While the donkey's owner was given a fine of 50 Egyptian pounds, the donkey itself was sentenced to 24 hours in prison. The donkey refused to comment. Posted by Henry, 1730.
That's very funny. Last week, I read that a court in Boston, USA, accidentally ordered a cat called Tabby Sal to do jury service. Tabby Sal's owner wrote to the court to explain the mistake. Mrs. Esposito said that Sal was a member of the family, so she had put his name down on the last census form under pets. She added that, clearly, there had been a mix-up. However, an official replied that the cat had to attend the court. Mrs. Esposito then asked what the cat was supposed to say when the judge asked if the defendant was guilty or not guilty. Meow! A verdict was eventually reached, and Tabby Sal didn't have to do jury service after all. Posted by Andy, 2019.